This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You go, Craig. You go. You got him again. Boy, you a punching bag, Ant-Man. Hoffman is landing blow after blow.
Now, hey, I've gotten him too, though.
I haven't heard it. Because and you're the guy that develops the promos. Now, you tell me why you wouldn't have developed something to put you in a good light.
Hey, Doc, I got you.
I'm seeing you now. I know you're distracted a little bit. You know, but there you go again, see? And you know, I get it. Boy, you got all the treats. You got all the treats. I tell you what, man. I can't wait to grow up. It is, 6:06. Time flies when you're having fun. It's also time now we get a man that really, I used to never see him smile. He has an angriness about him. You know, most defensive guys have a little edgy. But the more you get to know Mr. Harvey, you realize that he's quite a personality. He's an author, writes children's books. He's working on a drama right now that involves law enforcement. And he's done stand-up. I mean, eventually, it's going to be a big screen. It's going to be a Netflix special with Ken Harvey. And we're honored. So as long as we got him in sports, let's keep him here for right now. Mr. Harvey, welcome home. How are you?
I'm doing well, and well said. As long as you got me right now, you did.
Yeah, well, I know. You linebackers. J.P. Finley had a brilliant interview and what he's been doing out at the park. Our own Ant-Man has been there, and Von Miller is different. And I said, you're in that category. You, Tony McGee, I call y'all hired guns. Now, corners get this happening, too, where people go out and specifically get a corner as a high, because they need somebody to stop somebody's one. But more so, it's more that rush linebacker, that defensive end slash hybrid, that dude who we got to get to the quarterback. And he's also got to play the run. Or he gets demerit. You were in that category. That's a lot of pressure, and you're always going up against a guy that weighs generally, what, 30 or 40 pounds more than you do.
Yeah.
And so you were in that category. You earned that right. You've been decorated. We've got another guy here right now in the same situation, similar. How can you tell if it's going to work based on he's still got that takeoff? Is it the takeoff? Is it the engagement and getting out of that? What is it that you look for as you will evaluate this gentleman?
So, first thing you're going to look definitely for is the takeoff, you know, how fast you do that first jump.
Right.
Second thing is you're going to look at what they do with their hands and how do they position their body with their hands.
That's right.
So,
that's right. So
when a guy pass rushes, usually he's going to stab with one hand or swipe the hands away or try to hit that corner and grab the shoulders, something like that. So you're going to look at that initial move. But then the big thing that makes some of the players great is they do a second and third move, right? And mm-hmm. and a lot of times you see some of the younger guys, they'll do a rip technique and come up and just try to ride the person all the way to the quarterback. You got to, if you're riding them, then you got to also all of a sudden adjust, push them off of you and get to the quarterback. You want to free up yourself. And then you think about it, you got to do this in 3 seconds, 4 seconds, right? And you got to get it done. But those are the things you're going to look at is the takeoff, what they do with their hands, the hand speeds, and then their second and third moves and pursuit to the quarterback.
You sound like you could teach that.
Yeah.
And if you can, no, you sound like you could teach it. Yeah. And it seems to me that there should be a market because so few people have them. When you look at that young man at Dallas that wears 11, what I see is speed off the ball and a motor like what? I see motor. And then the kid in Cleveland, I see a guy that just has size and speed and you got everything.
Yeah.
You know, and I just wonder, you coaching him and you watching them, I want us to grow together with this because we really need to. And are you as excited about what may happen with him as we are?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Look, half of the sacks that people get, myself included, are coverage sacks, right? You know, you got mm-hmm. good coverage, you got good teammates, they're in position.
Explain the coverage sack because Anthony's a basketball guy.
Okay, so coverage sack is that if your teammates, the defensive players, if they're covering the guys well enough that the quarterback has to hold on to the ball a little bit longer or move around a little bit longer than it would normally do, then you have now a different opportunity to get to the quarterback. Usually the rule of law is 3 seconds, 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000,
ball
you should
gone.
Be to the quarterback.
Yeah.
If you're not to the quarterback by then, but because the defensive coverage is so good that it's now 5 seconds instead of 3 seconds, you still get a sack because coverage was so good. That helps. You know, it's a team game. You do that, or if you get to the quarterback quick enough, you don't have to worry about coverage. But obviously there are a lot of players that if you have a good defense that can help you in your career.
How important is interior pressure to you getting to the quarterback?
Well, it's important. One, it's important to know what your guys are capable of. The quarterbacks nowadays, you know, they don't try to run up the middle. They don't try to split people apart and then run up the middle. But if you got a good solid base up the middle where guys can hit a guy but jam and throw them both ways, where they can make the maneuvers in the inside, then the quarterback has to bounce out or has to try to fit into a gap that he's not going to, you know, that he may not be able to get into. That's going to help you out, especially when you're coming from the outside and around the corner. You want to get him, the quarterback, in a position where he has to make a choice to either bounce out one direction or try to outrun you in the other direction, and then you can use your speed or your strength to make a tackle.
Interesting. You taking notes, Ant? Okay.
I'm writing down everything.
Okay, good. I want you to – this is a teaching moment.
Nice.
And our fan base – no, really, dude, I'm serious. When the best part of practice to me, when they get them pads on, is 9-on-7 and it's pass rushing drill. Those are the best drill because that's the – it's real. You may not tackle – you don't get to tackle ball carriers often. But you do get to go after the quarterback in a relentless effort, and it's live, and you got proper spacing, and this is close to reality that I've seen. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there another more action-packed session in an NFL practice than 9-on-7 in pass pro?
No, it's close to reality because, one, if you're on the field and it's a real game and it's third and long, you know they're going to pass the ball. You know you got to get to the quarterback. That offensive lineman knows he has to stop you. So that's that drill, that split second where everyone knows these are the chips that are on the table. We got to do what we got to do. You got to stop me. I got to stop you. And then the better man's going to win. And so in those practice drills, when you do that, it's not like you go so far outside and then you come way around and all that stuff. Quarterback then got rid of the ball. You got to get to him. And like I said, you know, the average rule is about 3 seconds. You get to him, and that lineman, he knows his job is on the line. He has to stop you. So it's a real-life drill, and it's a fun drill because you get to work on your talent, your speed, your techniques, and you may even get to try some new stuff. You know, depending on how practice goes, you may try something that you haven't tried before, and you get to test it out against hopefully a good enough lineman, the person that you're practicing against, that can show you something that you may see in the game or may not see in the game, and you may be able to get a sack from it.
Did it make you better being challenged more in practice or less?
Yeah, Jim Lachey used to kick my butt, and then he would help me up, and he'd be like, "Hey, Ken, this is what you did wrong." Okay. I'm on the ground mad. Son of a gun, you know, how you going to knock me on the ground? But it just made me so much better. When you go up against the best in practice, then when you get in the game, you haven't everything you see is something that you've already seen before. And the step backs, the techniques, all that stuff, you've seen it before. You've gone up against the best. And not just footwork, you also see the heart of some people. You know, some guys, offensive linemen, they can be the best guys around, jam you up, throw you to the ground. But then after that first move, if they got to run and chase you down, you know, because you're getting to the quarterback, they give up on it. Some offensive linemen are dogs. They'll follow you all the way through, jump on your back, and do whatever they got to do. Mm-hmm. You need guys like that in practice because you need to know, you know, some of those guys may not be the biggest guys, but they got a lot of heart. And each of them kind of play different parts of the game. So it's always good to go up against guys that are probably the best in the league.
Well, that's good. And you sure did have that. And you had some challenges also with the Cards. Because I remember you had a big old left tackle, 75. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the brothers.
Bishop? I'm running a blank too.
It wasn't Bishop.
It wasn't Bishop, but I know you're talking about it. And the thing is like they also would have the back chip.
That's what B-Mitch. See, B-Mitch. Yeah. B-Mitch. You got to love having B-Mitch on your side. Because if he's against you, you're in trouble. Yeah. Because I'm telling you what, when you get backs that really block in pass pro, H-backs, tight ends, receivers, everybody's got to help when you're going up against a Tiger. So I bet you got hit by more different position players than most in the league. Because the better you are, the more us others got involved in it.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, on your way out, chip on Ken. Not Ken's right
here. Plan, right? Yeah. And some of the players, some of the running backs are good. They know how to hide right behind the lineman.
That's what B-Mitch did. Yeah.
Yeah, right? And as soon as you step out to make your move, and they've been studying your move. As soon as you step out to make your move and expose yourself, they'll come and bust you in the ribs, in the mouth, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
And he loved it. He loved it because he's so violent, and that's what makes him great. Is that he knows as a return man, wasn't nobody easing up on him. He had to protect himself, and those around him wanted to block for him. You know, everything works better when there's chemistry on a team and people do things for you as opposed for the check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the pride in your job. You know, it's the pride that no one else may give you credit. No one else will see what the great stuff that you did on that play, but you know that play was successful because you did your job well, and that's that pride.
Well, that's good. We appreciate this clinic that you put on for us. You know, I got an idea for you, too. When I see you all, I'll tell you right now. I think you need to work on an Ant-Man, some kind of short story with super producer, Super A. I'm just thinking about it. You because your children's books are really good. And I'm thinking, what better character than Ant-Man? Just a thought.
Well, Marvel already has Ant-Man, right?
Well, that's true. But, what about Super Producer? I'm just thinking about it. Here's a guy. He's a producer's radio show. He's a blue chip athlete. I'm just thinking out loud because you're so creative with this stuff. I was thinking, might we have an Oscar performer or Emmy or whatever the award is right here before us, and we're not taking advantage of it?
Give him the origin story, right? He's He's just mild mannered, super producer. Super nobody producer. Likes him.
Yeah, nobody likes
he's
him.
He's not super yet, you know.
No.
I mean, nobody
right.
likes him.
Right.
And then he puts on the earphones, and somebody mysteriously puts some stuff in the music that doesn't go, and it blows his brain cells, and all of a sudden he has this gift of music, right? And now he can throw up a beat, and people can. Yeah, you know, we'll make it. We can make him hard.
Yeah, think about it.
That was off the dome, too.
He can
though.
Do this, man. He's blessed.
Easy.
No, he's blessed, yeah.
Yeah.
Ken, we appreciate you, man. Can't wait to do this again. When they put the pads on, then the big dogs will start barking.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we appreciate you, man. Thank you. That is Ken Harvey. As Coach Thompson would say, he's simply one of the best.
Now that was good.
Yeah, no, he's better than good. 620. We will not hog the mic, I promise you. Anthony's going to let y'all get involved. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's light it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I honestly thought a little earlier today, Ant-Man, that your LeBron theory would have generated a little bit more thrust. But then we hit him so hard with the Shador moment, and then we came back with even more heat on this latest level of controversy. Maybe people got confused, but I'll tell you one guy who's never confused, he represents the 757. Hail to the W. Polly.
Hail to the W, man. Doc, what's good? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm in here wrestling with this young kid, man. He's a celebrity, you know. And yeah, he is. You start off, man. You know, he thinks LeBron is number two all time. And he's nothing wrong with that, if that's what you believe. But he gets a little sour, and if I don't agree with him, then a little bit of friction. So that's really kind of been the overwhelming atmosphere that's been kind of slowing us back a little bit today.
Well, listen, that is the foundation of me and Baby Chuck's relationship.
Mm-hmm. You call him Baby Chuck? What do you call him?
Baby Chuck.
Oh, Baby Chuck. Okay.
Not Bubba Chuck.
Yeah, Baby Chuck. Okay.
You know what I mean? That's the foundation of our relationship, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, look, I'm going to start off with this real quick, okay, though. I got to address something from the other day.
Okay.
You know, my guy Lamont, you know, after I called in, kind of critiqued me.
Okay.
And everything. But let me tell you this, Lamont. First of all, you said you'd be 50 in November. Well, welcome to the Hall of Fame, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing to be 50.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So first of all, when you get there, make sure you call in and let everybody know. And I'm going to tell you ahead of time, welcome to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So, second of all, brother, my calls up here, they are my opinions, but they are well documented, man. And I think I'm hitting on a pretty good rate of not factual opinions, but, you know,
from the heart.
Pretty good debatable opinions that,
yeah,
you know, pretty much on my side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little controversy here and there, but I think for the most part, my opinions are pretty good, you know, because I speak from what I see and what I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and, well, your eyes don't lie. Yeah.
Right. And I think you kind of not realize, you kind of back me up when you talk about that first play or Saquon Barkley in the championship game. The edge folded, and Bobby Wagner almost dislocated his knee trying to get out to the sideline. So, and that was my whole point.
Yeah, that's valid.
You know what I mean? So I think you kind of validated me on that one, brother.
Yeah.
But anytime you want to talk about my opinions, I'm here for you, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, welcome to the Hall of Fame. Look, y'all was talking about the Giants earlier. I'm so happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've been talking about for the past 8 days.
I see him every night in my sleep.
And the whole Terry situation, I'm saying, we supposed to be talking about the Giants in week one, not a wide receiver contract. I'm going to name another player out there, Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. We called Danny Dimes the best skin killer, Washington killer,
mm-hmm,
but so is Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
I can't not remember a game where Russell Wilson didn't have me sweating it out.
Yeah,
because he was lighting us up.
Denver, you know, Pittsburgh, now. Yeah, with the Giants.
Seattle, Denver, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Every time we've played him, he's either beaten us or he's had his team within a play or two of beating us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're talking about week one where everybody's undefeated and everybody still has Super Bowl hopes. Talking about a division game. We're talking about a quarterback who's capable. Talking about talent on defense that they have and possibly – the next great wide receiver in the league. So, and we're talking about, should we pay our receiver? So who's focused right now and who's not focused? I think the Giants are focused, and I think we're worrying about the wrong things. So, yeah, man, that's why I've been on edge all week long, because we should be concentrating on the Giants and nothing else right now. So,
and hopefully when they put the armor on, that attention will be shifted. Because we're a long way away. I mean, really, when it talks about molding the team, we got a Ravens scrimmage, and equally as important, we have a Patriots scrimmage.
I want to shout out my former coach over at Virginia State University, mm-hmm, Virginia State Trojans, man, HBCU, let's go. My coach Lou Anderson, man. You know, that first week of practice, he always said, yeah, everybody looks good in helmets and shorts. But we putting them pads on Saturday. And, you know, you just say, Doc, you just say, and then it's time to put the peanut butter to the jelly.
Yeah, yeah. So well, that's when it starts.
Baby.
But you got to warm up. You got to warm up, though.
It's time to put the peanut butter to the jelly.
Yeah, you got to warm up. I respect all this is going on right now. But this is like, this is a necessary part of the process. I'm not taking anything away from it.
Every back out there look like O.J. Simpson right now. Wait till you put them pads on. Then it's time to put the peanut butter to the jelly.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we'll see. I can't wait. But it would have been wrong to start off in pad and to start off killing each other. That's not the way it's done. He did it right. I'm not opposed to anything that he did, and not at all. But it officially starts full pad Sunday or Monday.
I think it's Sunday.
I'm hoping that so they haven't put on shells yet.
So he might go shell Sunday.
They might go shell Sunday for the fans, and then maybe pads Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday will be attack.
Yeah, and those practices are at 8 a.m., Doc, all three of them. So if you want to get out there early, you know, I mean, I'll already be awake, so.
Well, that's what you're for. That's what you're for, baby Chuck. Go out there early for Doc. What are you talking about, man?
Oh, no, I'll be out there.
No. He's out there for himself.
Yeah.
He's out there for himself.
Doc will get there when they get there, and they'll have a cigar waiting on them, too.
Yeah, well, no, they'll just be in full pads. Yeah, they'll be in full pads. It'll be tackle football. That's what it is, yeah. Appreciate you, Paulie. Hey, I'll give you an update.
Weekend,
I'll
give you an update. All right,
good deal.
Chuck, man. Love y'all. Healthy.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hell to the W. I can't wait. You know what I can't wait for is 9-on-7. The pass rushing drill, what's your favorite part of practice?
My favorite part is when they go live. Like, that is my favorite part.
When have you seen them go live?
11 on 11.
Live. They did a few plays with Rivera. This group?
Yeah.
Tackling to the ground.
Not tackling to the ground.
Oh, well, that's not live. Okay. That's still controlled.
I mean, you can still do live. You can play live
football. It's a line of scrimmage is live, yeah. They're just not tackling backs.
Yeah.
A quarterback. Yeah, okay. But it still ain't live. There's only one way to do this. Savage. But not now. It's not necessary. You grow into it. And do it against somebody else. We got Baltimore.
Yeah.
And we got New England. Boy.
When we play Baltimore, what are you going to be more fascinated to see? Because I think New England, their offense doesn't really scare me that much.
It's not about being scared.
I understand.
Physically challenge you.
Yeah, not. No question. But I would rather much see our offense versus their defense. I know for a fact their defense is their strongest part.
Mm-hmm.
Our strongest part is our offense. Mm-hmm. The Ravens, though, their offense and defense are good.
Yeah.
So when you look at that matchup, which unit of the Commanders are you more so interested in seeing go against the Ravens? Our offense or our defense?
We have to score to beat the Ravens.
We do.
Because they're going to score.
Yeah.
So in that matchup, I mean, you can't discount. And that's why they're Super Bowl bound, Super Bowl potential. But we got to stop Henry like we got to stop the kid up in Philly. He's a threat. And let me take that back. I don't know if you're going to stop. We have to make sure we control him. You know, this ain't no record setting day. He's going to be some stiff competition and make him bounce. Because when he's really unstoppable, when he just runs right by everybody, right up the middle, make him bend the bounce game. They're not going to expose Lamar. You're not going to get a shot at him.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they're not going to get a shot at 5.
Hell no.
And that's the way we want it. Matter of fact, I'm even worried that I'll go in there before the coin toss and look, both quarterbacks. Off limit. No problem. I ain't got no problem with that. Everything else is live, and then we go. But, hey, man, they're not rookies. They'll figure it out. But the interior play, the guy, and I haven't met him, but I'm so intrigued by Tunsil. Because to me, he's the key. Because he might be a Hall of Famer. Can you imagine if he's able to bring that out of himself? To truly be the best he's been blessed to be. Now you're talking about, wow. Now we can slide protection. He's like Trent. Trent, you didn't need to help him,
mm-hmm.
Which means no chip, I can help. I can help everybody else.
Yep.
That's a hell of an advantage. But he got to decide. If he settled for just being a Pro Bowler and rich, ain't nothing we can do about it. But if he decides, not everybody has that within their ability. He's that good if he wants to be, but he's not yet. Whose fault is that? It's his fault. It's on him. But the moment he decides, you know what? I want a gold jacket. Can't buy it. You got to go out there and prove it. He's got the skills to do it. He's recognized by his peers already. You know why I know he's got the fast track? If you hear what they're talking about him, their projections for him, they give him, this dude's it. but yet he hadn't been hit yet. We need him to be the best left tackle in the game. Because Trent's a little long in the tooth now. Tunsil's a monster.
He's a unit, man.
He's a monster. But he's got to get it to that level. Now we can, oh my goodness. You know why this season is so fascinating to me? Is because of what Tunsil represents and what Lattimore, even though we haven't seen that yet. But if these two dudes decide, you know what? The Pro Bowl's not enough. We want a gold jacket. Because they have Joe Gold Jacket DNA. Some people just don't. But they do. And what it will allow them to do from a schematic standpoint on both offensively and defensively is add an extra man somewhere else that's needed. And that makes you unbelievable. That's how we used to block with Trent. He on his own. I don't give a damn who it is. Now I can double at other points. And that's how you grow your talent. All right, our first round pick, he may be unbelievable. Especially if he gets a look-see and while he can play. We're good. The potential of this offensive line is frightening. Defensively, it's going to be a whole new look. I don't think we're ready for it. It's going to be a whole new look. And I just hope they stay. They're healthy enough. Remember the big brother we got from Alabama? We had another big interior guy. We thought that was it didn't work. Yep. We had three of Nick's boys at one time.
Yep. Phil Mathis.
Nice kid. But we need a hellraiser in the middle.
Yeah.
So I don't care what school, that's why that school stuff is overrated. We couldn't stop nobody. We had three of them. 641 in the nation's capital, taking it up to 7. Last chance to join in. 301-230-0980. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
For those of you that weren't with us in the beginning, Ant-Man has just made a statement that he will be at the next Super Bowl. So let's hope that there's some friendly faces that are there around him. 301-230-0980 is our number. Gary, up at Upper Marlboro, welcome.
Doc, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, fantastic, man. Yeah, I mean, being around Haney, I mean, well, I'm privileged.
Man, listen, when you bring back those old guys, man, the guy, I mean, they're filled with so much knowledge. It's amazing.
Hey, man, don't call my friends old. They're seasoned.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, look, man, I'm the same age, man. I'm old, too, so I don't get offended.
Hey, well, look, you call it old. I call it experienced.
There you go. There you go. But look, man, I'm a little concerned about the defense. I am not totally on board with this is a better unit than it's gonna than last year. And it has to be a much better unit than last year. It just can't be better. It has to be much better because they're playing much better quarterbacks this year and much better offenses. And all these guys that they signed, they played average last year with their teams. Okay, they were average players. And what we're hoping is that all these average players.
Name one average player. So you're saying that.
I'm sorry?
You think our Hall of Fame defensive end was average?
I do compared to what he was. I do. And if he was not average, why would Buffalo let him walk when they're searching for a Super Bowl too?
Well, being able to afford, he had some voice in it. I agree with you. He wasn't Deacon Jones, but he's better than what we had. All we had to do is get better from last year.
Well, that's true, but I think in order to compete this year, Doc, I think the defense has to be much better.
Oh, absolutely. Okay? Oh, no, I agree. You couldn't stop the run.
I'm not sure
you were
there.
Gutted last year. I'm not arguing with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm just not sure we're there.
Well, how could you? You ain't had no pads. Are you evaluating shorts and T-shirts? Don't get, dude, you're too knowledgeable to embarrass yourself and come up here. They're in shorts and T-shirts. It's flag football. Yeah. Don't fall for that. Don't, you can't evaluate tackle football in shorts. So you ain't got no damn idea what they're going to be until you see them in full gear going against somebody that can't stand them, not an orchestrated practice. You're better than that, man. Seriously. You're better than that.
Preach. So but that's all. I think the offense is still going to average around 30 points a game. I think they're going to be just as good, this year as they were last year. But the question is, can we stop someone from hanging 31 on us?
Well, that's if we get a running game. I'm not convinced of anything until we get a running game. People are going to be better against JD5. He may have to break in a new receiver group. So this is why I differ you. I think the defense will have an advantage on that. They got to prove who we have. We may not have Terry.
That's true.
So if we're going against my best and people now are dialed in on us, we have to be better, and we're breaking in three new offensive linemen. I mean, I'm just being realistic. We're not selling programs. It's not a promotion. It's football. And the best team in the planet is in your division. And he punked you physically. He punked you physically.
Doc, and it could have easily been 1-5 against the division last year.
But they weren't. So they got that secret sauce. They know how to win, but can they win on demand? And I say no, not yet. And until I see a running game that I can run the ball on first down and give you the finger, I'm going to believe that. If JD5 has to be he got to be superhuman every week. That dog ain't going to hunt, not back-to-backs.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
I agree with you, Doc. Thank you for taking my call, man.
Yeah, that's realistic, okay? I'm not after the 17, 18-year-olds that are mesmerized by shorts. All I'm telling you is that if you want to win, look at the Lions. Remember when they went to their camp? What'd you hear the coach doing? He told them, I'm sorry. I love y'all. I got to do this to you, though. You remember that speech?
Yep.
Where'd they go? Right to the top. It's not punishment, but it's, and I like the way we're doing it. You don't open up scrimmaging. DQ knows exactly what he's doing. But till I see it live, full tilt, I can't evaluate nothing other than your conditioning. And your conditioning looks great. So I'm pleased with what I've seen. But I ain't seen nothing yet. I'm hopeful. God knows. The bad thing about being good, you can't go backwards. Can't go back. You can't be no 8 games. Oh, no. We don't do that, Slim. We're looking for a double six-pack. That's how we roll. A double six-pack. So that's what happens. And from every indication, I don't see any slippage. I have no reason other than our best receiver is at home. And I'm not blaming anybody. But what I'm telling you is that I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. Because my DBs aren't getting pushed the way they could be getting pushed.
Mm-hmm.
See, they get a false sense of security. You came in today, man, they shut it. I said, oh, shucks. I don't want to hear that.
You had them in a seatbelt, Doc.
I know it. I want to hear, man, they won, we won. I want a 50-50.
Oh, it wasn't that.
Yeah, I know it. No, I can tell. I can tell. How could it be?
Somebody win.
Your number one is at home.
Yeah.
He's doing yoga. And in the end, I'm not spending nobody else's money. How much are we off? Are we? And that's the other thing about it. Isn't this cool? You never know what's going on now. Before, when you had Jackasses Unlimited, you knew everything. Now, we really don't have any idea what they've offered him and what he wants. This is cool. We're actually operating like a big-time organization. I like it. I like it. But the gangsters are going to have to step up sooner or later and say, this is it. You either in or out. And if you claim you out, then I'm moving you. See, I'm serious as a heart attack. I'm not playing. You're too close now. And plus, let me slap myself. He's in the contract. I ain't got to do nothing but take his money back. And he's too smart to give any a portion of that money back. At least I thought he was. I would have had to stay in. You'd have seen me. We'd have been doing interviews.
Yeah.
Because I would not be giving you nothing back.
You would have been. Would you have been doing more interviews like the one you did 2 weeks ago?
No, that was ill-advised.
Okay.
I'd be talking football.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, I'd be just saying, yeah, okay. I can't wait. Can't wait.
But you're going to get the questions about the contract. You know you
are. I have no problem with that. I can deflect all that. Because I have my agent doing that. He's talking contract. I'm talking football.
Okay.
See, I would show up with the guy I'm paying. See, these young people, I don't know what the hell they're thinking about. Why am I going to pay an agent and then I do the work? I don't understand that. I'm talking football. X's knows what you want to know. 55, squirrel, right, you know, whatever. Other than that, no. But give all those questions, go to him. That's for Anthony. All that, talk to Anthony. Yeah, I wouldn't be saying a word of football. You know, but hey, man. We'll see.
Yep. Week one in the books, Doc. You got anything planned for the weekend?
Yeah, work tomorrow.
Oh, you work?
Airway. Yeah, man. I always work.
You work Sunday too?
I'm sleep standing up, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that from you.
Yeah. I'm up so y'all can sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. You need a good night's sleep. Yeah, you need to get
I definitely will. It's been a long week, Doc. It's
Saturday. Divas, man, I'm telling you.
So you locked in tomorrow?
I'm locked in. Well, I'm on the air. They started 2. I think I'm on the air 3.
Okay.
3 to 6, we take it deep. But so
you'll have us with live updates then?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not play-by-play, but live updates.
No, I'm not play-by-play. Okay. Jack's not going. No, but they'll be in Cleveland. I mean, Canton. They're in Canton, Ohio. And we'll get the word. We'll get the good word out. You may not hear a thing if they get trucked up there, but if it's working the way I hope it does, no, I'm sure Rich will contact us and we'll get some word out. Jackson, Jack may fly into the game.
Uh-oh.
It's Jack. That's Scott Jackson.
He's a big deal.
He's a big baller. Yeah, he's a big baller. So in the 757. So that would be, it's going to be fun. It's a big day. And I'm a little stingy and greedy. I'd love for the Nats to win again. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah. Get some dubs.
Just get some dubs. Stack.
Yeah. Let's stack them.
Let's stack them. Well, you know what? You want to stack them? I want to stack them.
56-30.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Holy, holy, holy. You want to give me a score?
Score of what?
That you think the W's will pull it off tonight.
They play tomorrow. Oh, you're talking about the Curly Dubs.
I'm talking about Curly.
I'm going to go 4-2.
4-2.
4-2 okay. Curly Dubs.
Yeah, I got to get my W groove on. So it's going to be, I'm looking forward to the evening. It should be fruitful. And we get ready to rack it up. Y'all join me tomorrow afternoon. We'll light it up once again and do what we do. We'll be talking burgundy and gold.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.